USA News, I'm John Schaefer. House Republicans in the White House have reached a deal in principle to raise the debt ceiling. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said the deal is a good compromise.
I believe this is an agreement in principle that's worthy of the American people. It has historic reductions in spending, consequential reforms that will lift people out of poverty into the workforce, rein in government overreach. There are no new taxes, no new government programs. There's a lot more within the bill.
McCarthy said he plans to finish writing the bill today and meet with President Biden. He'd like to hold a vote on Wednesday. Not all Democrats are excited about the debt ceiling deal. Congressman Jim Hines of Connecticut said on Fox News Sunday that none of the things in the bill are Democratic priorities. He did say, however, the bill still might get enough Democratic support to pass. The Texas House has voted to impeach Attorney General Ken Paxton.
There have been 121 ayes and 23 nays, two present not voting, three absent. The resolution is adopted.
The articles of impeachment included allegations ranging from disregard of official duty to bribery and obstruction of justice. Paxton's now suspended from office pending a Senate trial. Governor Greg Abbott could appoint someone to handle the state's legal responsibilities in the meantime. Paxton, a star of the conservative legal movement across the country in recent years, has dismissed the process as a politically motivated sham. I'm Karen Sloan.
If you've been traveling by car this holiday weekend, you've probably noticed the roads are a lot more crowded. According to AAA, 37 million people hit the road this Memorial Day weekend, which is a 6% jump from last year. They say part of the reason for the increase is cheaper gas prices. And former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger is celebrating his 100th birthday this weekend. Kissinger served as Secretary of State and National Security Advisor for both Presidents Nixon and Ford. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Three people have been killed in a shooting at a New Mexico biker rally. Shots reported last night outside a saloon in Red River, which is about 60 miles south of the Colorado state line. Mayor Linda Calhoun said three people died and five were injured during the annual event, which brings about 30,000 people to the mountain town. Security is being ramped up for today's 107th running of the Indianapolis 500. The track will be using new CEIA open gate devices that allow fans to be screened without needing to remove clothing or empty their pockets or coolers. The crowd is expected to be back at levels seen before the COVID-19 pandemic. The Hollywood writers' strike may be entering its 27th day, but the Writers Guild has a higher power on their side.
Pope Francis, feeling better from last week's fever, met with artists and writers from across the globe during a conference at the Vatican yesterday. He told those in attendance to never stop being original and creative and never lose the wonder of being alive. U.S. Director Martin Scorsese was among those attending the conference. I'm Corey Myers.
The NBA Eastern Conference Finals are going to Game 7. After the Miami Heat got up 3-0, the Boston Celtics have battled back to tie the series and force Game 7. Boston beat Miami last night in Game 6, 104-103. Game 7 is in Boston on Monday. And the Powerball jackpot on Monday night will be worth $226 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.